Avenger was a masterpiece.
Thank you, sir.
I tried to buy that book, remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
I wanted to make it into a movie. I called you only to find out that Warren Beatty had bought it, you told me, or you were talking with him about
well,
it.
Well, I had talked to Warren about the story, yeah.
Is it going to be made into a movie?
Well, I hope so. Right now, it's, you know, it reverted back to me. New Line bought it, you know, and then they kind of went belly up, you know,
well,
and had their own problems and were reabsorbed back into Warner. So it's all reverted back to me, and we're looking at a number of film people are looking at it and are interested. It's especially with a new twist.
I understand, because right after, you know, your book came out, then this Brian De Palma movie came out, which was just awful, and it flopped.
I didn't see it, but I heard it was bad.
It's awful. And other Black Dahlia movies have flopped. But this is different, because here you are, an L.A. cop. You're going through some of your dad's stuff. You knew he was an unfeeling individual. And
right. Then
you find out that he was a serial killer.
Exactly.
And a prolific serial killer.
Much more prolific than we suspected.
How many people do you think he killed? Any theory?
Well, right now we're up to around 25 and still counting, you know, with a new book that's coming out. Are we on the air, or are we just talking?
Well, we're just talking, but we are on the air. But I don't want you to feel any extra pressure.
Oh, okay. No, I wasn't sure.
Well, let me just say this, Steve, because you and I have spoken off the air. I don't call and say it's the Man Cow Radio Experience.
Right, right.
But, I mean, that's not how I begin phone calls with friends or my mother, for example, or my wife, you know. Yes, we're on the air.
Right. This morning's big headline, of course, you know, with the book coming out, the new book coming out this morning. It's
Most
been
Evil. Most Evil is the new book, and I cannot wait to crack this thing open.
Yeah, Most Evil, and it's, you know, it's been embargoed. So I had a gag order from Dutton Publishers. Haven't been able to talk about it, and so you guys are literally the first to hear the news this morning.
Well, shouldn't I be?
You should be. You know,
no,
the last time I saw you were laying down and having water poured on you or something.
No, but I'm saying is shouldn't I be? Because I wanted to make your last book into a movie. I read the book three times. I sold a lot of copies of that book. Only, look, just because you deserved it. You know, we have authors on every day. That book was really something.
Yeah, well, you got it. You know, I mean, you know, you really, I could tell, you know, because we had talked three or four times, you definitely got who George Hodel was, and it all came together. You know,
I mean, this is this man's father, folks, who was helping out in Hollywood during the most glorious, glamorous period, and he had a little secret room, and he was doing abortions on the starlets. But he also liked to cut up women, we believe, and put, you know, put them in different positions and make sculptures out of them, dead female bodies, in honor of his friend, Man Ray, the artist,
right. Yeah,
and the hidden pictures and everything else. I mean, it's, and that house is still there, right? This house of horrors is still there in Los Angeles. It's a very famous house.
It's on the historical. It's one of the historical monuments here in Los Angeles. You know,
yeah.
Frank Lloyd Wright Jr. But, you know, getting to book two, which is incredible, was, you know, this is the, a lot of my readers said, you know, well, Steve, you know, your dad split the country, was able to avoid getting arrested. They were about to arrest him for the Dahlia crime. Do you think, and that was in 1950, do you think he committed more crimes? And as you know, Mancow, you know, serial killers don't stop. They're either arrested, go to jail for another crime, or they die, you know.
Yeah.
So that started me off, and of course I was looking at him. I said, there's got to be more. You just don't stop at, you know, age 40. So sure enough, I've spent the last 5 years looking and examining, and it's all come together. And basically what's happened is, and you're the first to hear it, is Dad reinvented himself, came back to the San Francisco Bay Area, reinvented himself as Zodiac, and committed seven or eight crimes.
What?
In the Bay Area.
Wait a minute. You're telling me your father was the Zodiac killer?
That's what I'm telling you.
Steve, that's outrageous.
Well, it is. You know, and that's what I said to myself. Initially, I said, this can't be. You know, this is absolutely, you know, insane. And
was your father also Adolf Hitler?
No. And I ain't, yeah, book three, I ain't going to the grassy knoll either.
We're gonna read the book, and I'm going to have you back on. Wow.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean,
that's
once you realize it,
right there.
All he did was change his
name. Steve Hodel.
And now, 500 days.